Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningnin M. Hang Sing. Nagaland Minister for Health and Family Welfare, P. Pai Wang Konyak, called on Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Konyak expressed his sincere appreciation to the Union Minister for his continued commitment towards the development of Nagaland's eastern region, particularly for the signing of the Memorandum of Agreement for the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority. The Minister briefed the Union Minister on ongoing infrastructure development initiatives under the State Program Implementation Plan, SPIP, enhancement of the resource envelope and the progress of academic and infrastructural activities at Nagaland Institute of Medical Sciences and Research NIMSR and the Mon Medical College. He also acknowledged the Union Minister's support in extending MBBS seats for students from Nagaland at the central level. The two leaders further deliberated on key national health initiatives including PM Abhim, the 15th Finance Commission grants and the early utilization of the National Health Mission resource envelope to optimize future allocations and strengthen healthcare delivery in the state. Niti Aayog has released 3 study reports on scenario towards Viksit Bharat and Net Zero in New Delhi, focusing on an overall roadmap, macroeconomic implications and financing needs. During the launch of the reports yesterday, Chief Economic Advisor Dr. V. Anantha Nageswaran described the reports as a crucial pathway towards achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat. He underlined that energy transition remains a key pillar of India's long-term growth strategy, as highlighted in the Economic Survey 2025-2026. He noted that these reports will be the benchmark for future deliberations on the development of the country. Dr. Nageswaran further highlighted the importance of strengthening manufacturing capabilities in line with the aspirations outlined in the Union Budget 2026-27. Financial Advisor Defence Services Rajkumar Arora yesterday said that increased budgetary allocation for defence sector will further enhance combat readiness of armed forces, reduce dependency on imports, increase strategic autonomy and improve supply chains. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Mr. Arora said 7,85,000 crore rupees have been allocated for defence sector in Union Budget. He said the allocation is more than 16% of last year's allocation.
Defence allocation this year has been quite adequate, and it will be almost 2% of the GDP of the country, which is quite significant. And I'm sure this will adequate to meet the challenges of current geopolitical scenario and modernization challenges, modernization requirements of our armed forces.
A 3-day training program on music education under Samagra Shiksha in collaboration with Yamaha Music India began yesterday at the Directorate of School Education in Kohima. Director of School Education Razusei Vese described the initiative as the first educational partnership with Japan, recalling the historic friendship between the two regions since World War II. He encouraged teachers to use this opportunity to guide students towards diverse career paths beyond government jobs, highlighting music as a gateway to better opportunities. Yamaha Music India Sales Unit Head Ryoji Maruyama emphasized music's power to inspire and connect lives, while Yamaha Corporation's Risaka Tokoro expressed hope that the program would strengthen music education in Nagaland and enrich students' futures. An awareness and sensitization program on various minority welfare schemes was organized by the Directorate of Minority Affairs at the Multipurpose Hall in Zuneboto yesterday. Joint Director Andrew C. Imti said the initiative aimed to promote awareness of departmental schemes and minority rights, noting that only 6 religions are officially recognized as minorities in Nagaland. Key schemes including minority scholarships, microcredit loans, PM Vikas skill development initiatives and PM JVK infrastructure projects were highlighted. It also outlined benefits for artisans, women and self-help groups under NMDFC schemes. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.